My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right, so today we're going to talk about how culture helps scale a company. So first and foremost, I want to kind of help set the tone on culture, because I used to think culture was a bunch of baloney. And after reading the late Tony Hsieh's book, Delivering Happiness, it's a great book on culture. And I also read the book that he actually has available for, or he made free, called Tribal Leadership. It's a great book. Just type in tribal leadership and you'll be able to pick that up. But to me, I mean, you know, culture is, at the end of the day, it's how you do things as a company. And actually, Ben Horowitz wrote something about how you do anything is how you do everything. I think that's what the book is called, maybe, if you search for Ben Horowitz book. But, you know, the top CEOs in the world, when you look at, let's use Glassdoor as an example, right? You look at Facebook, you look at Google, you look at Zoom, the ratings are very high. And one of the big things about these companies is that they obsess over culture. The top CEOs in the world, they all obsess over culture. And because culture is your operating system and everything falls under that, right? Your core values go into that. And you hire and fire based on your core values, right? So, you know, core values are a piece of your culture, but how people behave, you know, do you tolerate people being late to meetings, right? Just little things like that. Can you take out your phone like when you're working, right? But it's how the entire organization behaves. And, you know, you try to keep people marching in the same direction. And I think, you know, Elon Musk had a good, you know, mentioned this once. You have to look at a company as vectors, right? The vectors have to be aligned. If Neil's facing another way and I'm facing another way, we're not aligned. But if Neil and I were facing the same way, the company's going to move a lot faster. So you want everyone marching in the same direction. So Neil, I want to talk about this as it relates to Neil Patel Digital, because you've hired some amazing people to build a great culture. And, you know, I just want to kind of hear from you how you've done it or how you've seen them do it.
Yeah. So you end up creating your values, and the real key core part is when you start hiring people in the early days, You want to make sure everyone really fits well within those, your values and what's important to you as a business. On top of that, you may end up finding some people who are rock stars, they're stellar, they can really grow your business, but they're not a cultural fit. Don't hire them. It just creates toxicity and it just makes things a nightmare later down the road. So if your first, you know, handful of people are really amazing and they fit really well culturally, there's two things I like doing. One, when you're starting to hire more people, look for others, ask them, do they know other people who would be qualified for these roles? So that way you can end up hiring more and more people that are really suited to the company. Because remember, they're not going to want to recommend someone that wouldn't fit culturally or they would hate working with. The second thing I would do, because your internal team is only going to recommend so many people, as you start bringing people externally, have a few people on your internal team that really understand the values, are amazing cultural fit. Also interview those candidates just to make sure they truly do blend in and they fit within the culture of the company.
I mean, look, that's why there's an argument, especially in tech, that where you pick up a head of talent probably at 15 or 20 people. And ideally, you're asking these people, what does culture mean to you? How have you built an amazing culture? And what we do in the recruiting process is after we do the initial screening, we actually send them a written prompt and we send them 5 specific questions for every single role. And this is where you can very easily filter out the people that don't make sense because they don't know how to, you know, maybe they're not interested. They don't want to do the work to fill out that written prompt. But the ones that are obsessed, like we have someone that just joined our team and he used to work for Gary Vee. He did like an entire like 2-3 pages with a ton of data, with a ton of screenshots, right? And so we knew he can do the work. But in addition to that, so the written prompt's great for that. So I kind of went on a tangent there. But when you're talking to them too, one of our core values is long-term vision, right? And I used to think core values was a bunch of baloney. I used to think culture was a bunch of baloney. But when it comes to long-term vision, so I might go to Neil and I'll say, hey, let's say I'm interviewing Neil. I'll say, hey, Neil, so let's say I put $10 million in front of you. You have to invest all the money into one startup tomorrow. Who are you going to put the money into? And most of the times you get a baloney answer, right? People clearly haven't thought it through. And then I'll flip it over and I'll say, hey, Neil, if I give you $100 million, charity's taken care of, travel's taken care of as well, what would you be doing with your life? If I get a half-assed answer, then I know that they don't really have long-term vision or they haven't really thought about it, right? And that's totally fine. It just doesn't fit for us because, you know, our 6 core values, like this is how we behave, right? By the way, part of the culture too is consistently revising the core values because every single new person you add, you're changing the DNA of your company, right? So you have to constantly be on top of it. So if you're the leader of the company or if you're one of the executives, you have to pay close attention to it because there's a lot of organizations, especially let's say they're very money hungry organizations. They're not so focused on culture. And that's why when you look at their glass doors, it's the reviews are all over the place, right? It's kind of, you know, 2 stars, 2.5 stars, terrible culture, terrible CEO. You don't want to do that. You want to emulate the top CEOs in the world, Eric Yuan from Zoom, right? You want to take a look at, you know, what Google is doing, what Facebook's doing, right? And then not saying exactly copy them, but mirror them and then try to take what works, what you think might work for you guys, and then integrate them together, right? And then make your own little mishmash. Neil?
Yeah, I have nothing else to really add on my end, but I think you're spot on.
All right.
So I was actually modifying the podcast list ideas coming up next.
Oh, good. MarketingSchool.io/pro. Check out our marketing community for free for 14 days and we'll catch you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.